It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergies Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
First time ever in the Sweet 16, and they have won a game. They've advanced on 54-47. They defeat Perry County Central in the opening game, and now we get ready for the Ashland Tomcats, who have been here, I think this is their 37th appearance, maybe somewhere in the mid-30s, and they're playing a Lyon County team that has the state's all-time leading scorer in boys basketball. And Travis Perry, who's head of the University of Kentucky, will be playing on this same floor next year. Should be quite an exciting game. We're going to catch up with the coaches in our pregame show, and we'll be back with that after we step out 2 minutes. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
This is Josh Kaufman of Kaufman Funeral Home. There's a basic misconception in my industry that quality and affordability can't coexist. Many people think that spending a lot of money is a necessity in giving your loved one a proper burial. Let me show you how Kaufman Funeral Home can help you be proud of the final arrangements you make, at the same time doing it affordably. Stop by and see us at 315 South Queen Street or call 498-2273. Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, where quality and affordability go hand in hand.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no mower that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores. Back here, courtside at Rupp Arena, Ryan Bonner, the head coach of the Ashland Tomcats. And, boy, Coach, you've got to be really excited. How old are you now?
I am 33 years old.
And how long have you been the head coach of the Ashland Tomcats?
This is my second year.
And you're in the state tournament.
Yeah, very excited. Certainly an opportunity we will never take for granted. And it's anytime you're playing late in March, it's a good thing.
You beat Boyd County three times this season, and boy, what you three times, and then you came back and beat them. What turned it around in the final game? What was the difference? Did you make a great coaching decision, do you think?
Well, we going into the regional tournament, we really hung our hat on our half-court defense and our physicality. You know, I tell people all the time, we've got four starting football players on Ashland's team in our starting lineup. So we just really sold out on being the best half-court defensive team we could and being as physical as possible. And it came to fruition at the right time.
You got a great player in Xander Carter, don't you?
Yes, he's phenomenal in more ways than one. You know, Xander has a challenge on most nights of guarding the other team's best player and also being expected to go out and create a lot of offense for us. And then not to mention all the great things that he provides our team off the floor. He does a little bit of everything for us.
You talk about your defense. You're playing a team that's really tough to defend tonight, aren't you? I mean, everybody talks about Travis Perry. He scored more points than any other male player in the history of Kentucky basketball, and yet he's anything but a one-man show.
That's exactly right. They've got a lot of good pieces around him. They are elite in transition on the offensive end, in my opinion. They've got great size, length, and strength. So it's going to require our best effort of the season right here today.
So when people ask about Travis Perry that haven't seen him, I say, well, he's perpetual motion for 32 minutes. How do you go against that? How do you defend that?
You have to constantly fight to eliminate his space. He does a great job of finding space. And, you know, he doesn't need a lot of it to get his shot off. And he's shooting 42% from three, plus 50% from the field. So he just does a lot of things really well. But I think the most important thing is defending them in transition and then holding them to one attempt.
You grow up expecting to be here if you're from Ashland, don't you? And yet it's been a long time. We got to go back to all the way to the early 60s when Ashland won a state championship. What would it mean to be able to do that this week?
It's everything for us. When we get here, you know, we're not a program that's satisfied with just getting here. We're here with the mindset that we want to make a run for a state championship. But in my opinion, that starts today with our defensive effort.
Finally, Ron, we saw in the first game, timeouts became, I think, a real key point in the game. What's your philosophy on timeouts?
Well, I approach timeouts as what we would call a special team compared to the game of football. We categorize that as the special teams, and we want to win the special teams battle. And that could be emphasizing getting a stop off a timeout or maybe drawing something up that the other team hasn't seen during a timeout. But end of game, you know, for me, if it's a late game situation and, you know, our best player has the ball in their hands and we need a bucket, I don't know if it's necessarily the best thing for me to call a timeout or not to let our defense get set, or let their defense get set. But we definitely want to win the special teams game tonight.
Who has influenced you most as a coach?
Gosh, you know, the thing is, man, I've been so fortunate. I played under Mike Flynn and Buddy Biggs, who are both Hall of Famers in my opinion. I coached under Buddy Biggs for a season. I worked under Jason Mays for four seasons. So I've had a lot of different mentors. Not everybody gets the opportunity to work and play under coaches of that caliber. So what I've done is taken pieces from each of them to kind of develop my own philosophy.
Ron Blatter, Ron, congratulations on getting here, and good luck to you and your team today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's Ron Bonner, the head coach of the Ashland Tomcats. We'll try to catch up with the head coach of Lyon County. We'll do that when we come back 1 minute from now here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Town & Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town & Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town & Country Home Decor.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
And we're back here with Coach Ron Perry, the head coach of Lyon County, the father of Travis Perry. And I know you get, that's been one of the greatest burdens anybody could carry, hasn't it?
It's been pretty neat. you know, like, yeah, it's been pretty neat. That's what I'm known as most everywhere I go. But, you know, I wouldn't change it for anything. It's been pretty awesome. And, you know, Travis and our family's been blessed to be able to, you know, to experience it all and to go through it. And those guys have taken us on a heck of a ride. We've enjoyed every minute of it.
Talk about the camaraderie that exists on this team. And, well, you know, when sometimes when you get a player that is putting up the numbers that Travis has put up, that causes a little bit of dissension among a lot of teams. I've watched your team pretty close, and boy, they look like they're brothers ready to go to war for each other.
That's one of the things that's so special about this team. Like, there's never been any animosity amongst any of those guys at all. They've played together since the first and the second grade, and they love each other. They play for each other. They know where each other's going to be on the floor all the time. Like, it's a great deal of camaraderie, and that's what's made our team so special. And I think, you know, that's what's brought all the fans that aren't from Lyon County to follow us, is because the guys are doing it the right way, and it's just such an unusual bunch of guys playing together. So talented, three Division I guys on the same team, and they really don't care what they score or if they score, as long as they win. And it's just it's a really special group.
Travis is now like he's a son, he's a player, he's an assistant coach almost. The relationship that you have with him now at this point in his career.
Yeah, it's pretty special. We were actually, me and our defensive coach were getting with him before we came out to make a final decision on the defense. He's got a really good mind for the game of basketball, you know, and we value his opinion a great deal. We value several of those guys' opinion a great deal, but, you know, it's been really neat. Like, Travis is so invested in the team and the team winning and the well-being of the team and all that kind of stuff. So he's earned the respect of the coaching staff and the players and the communities and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm pretty proud of the way he's handled it.
Xander Carter is a really nice player for Ashland. Do you kind of like that fact, though, from a defensive standpoint? You got somebody to kind of concentrate on a little bit?
He's a really good player. One of the best players in the state of Kentucky, regardless of class. Just a really good player. You know, he's going to be a handful tonight. He's surrounded by a bunch of players, good players, really, really well coached. Great coaching staff, going to be super prepared. Going to play us really, really physical tonight. They're going to make it really hard on. It's going to be a tough game. It's a really good team. This team's better than a 10-loss team. And so we're going to have to stop Xander, but we're going to have to keep these guys from shooting. Any point in time, they got four or five guys on the floor that can really shoot the basketball. So, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us.
You've got Travis, but you've got another one coming up. You're going to have to keep on doing this, Coach.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to try to – I mean, everybody keeps asking me. Everybody assumes I'm just going to up and go with Travis when he goes to UK next year. But, you know, I still got three kids back at home. They're all playing sports. I got a junior in high school, my daughter, who plays basketball and softball, and then I got a sixth grader who plays softball and basketball, and then I got a son who's probably going to play them all. And so, I'm going to try to hang out for him and see if I can, you know, he's got a good group around him, and try to get those guys up through also.
What will you say to your team right before you send them out today?
We told them in the locker room, man, they put in so much work this year, they've earned this. Just, you know, we're not really focusing on the other team too much. We keep betting on ourselves. We're saying that what we do and what we've been doing has been good enough all year, and we just need to go out and be ourselves and play our game and do what we do, and we're going to bet on that's good enough tonight. So that's what we're going to do.
But you would like another shot at Newport, right?
100%. We love that, yeah.
Coach Ron Perry. Coach, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Ron Perry, the head coach of the Lyon County Lions, and he's headed to midcourt right now to be with the captains and officials, and we'll be back. We'll step out a couple of minutes, and then we'll return for more on our pregame show here at Rupp Arena. Lyon County getting ready to take on Ashland Paul Blazers Tomcats. We'll return in 90 seconds.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to assure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money. You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool. My own debit card.
Yep. Now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
Manley, Gary Crawford back with you at Rupp Arena, and teams are warming up. How about the Lyon County Lions uniforms? Gary, is that a little bit of a throwback, you think?
It is. I don't know how to describe it other than it looks like a Harlem Globetrotter warm-up. At least their pants do. They're purple. Their colors are purple and gold with a little white thrown in, and their warm-up pants are actually white with purple stripes all the way down, and it's a throwback look in terms of basketball.
Did you ever have those pull away pants when you were playing, Gary?
No, never had pullaways.
No. They are again their colors are purple and gold, and as Gary said, the pants are white and purple, and they don't wear a warm-up top, just the bottoms.
Right.
And
right.
So they are, they certainly catch your eye when they walk out on the floor, and what a run it has been for this team. And I can't believe, I can't tell you where Shoulders and Riddick, where those guys are going to school. But, I mean, these are three Division I players that they have. Travis Perry, of course, is, you know, he's the highest level D1, but I can tell you that Jack Reddick, their guard in the back during the All-A Classic, he was really hampered by a sprained ankle, and just watching him warm up right now, he's not having any problems anymore with that. Reddick is really a very talented player, and one of the reasons that Travis Perry has the freedom that he has. And then Brady Shoulders on the inside, big, strong, you know, 6'5", power rebounder. I mean, he can really go to the glass and get it. And the other two players, the other guys really play their roles well. Those are the three guys who are going to score most of the points for Lyon County. Of course, Travis comes in averaging over 30 points a game. He scored over 1,000 this season. People say, how do you get over 5,000 points in a career? Well, you do it by scoring over 1,000 points in a season, and Travis is just a very well-grounded student-athlete. You can tell, and he'll miss some shots today. He's not going to hit them all, but
doesn't get rattled.
He doesn't get rattled. When he misses a shot,
there's no rattle in it.
You know, he may change pace a little bit, but he'll take the next one that comes along. He'll maybe try to make it a better shot, and he is a really talented three-point shooter. A lot of people are saying, wow, if Reed Shepard did decide to come back at the University of Kentucky next season, and then these two Kentucky guys could play some together, I don't know, but John Calipari, I hate to say this, it sounds condescending to these two players. They might have to play some zone every now and then. These aren't two great big guys. They can get mismatched physically a little bit, but wow, can they shoot the ball? I mean, I just watched Travis Perry make, I counted them, 8 in a row moving around the three-point line, just like clockwork. And on the other end, I can tell you that doing the same thing, Jack Reddick, he can bury it from the outside. Ashland, well, the idea of Ashland being here, Xander Carter is the guy that they depend on getting a lot of points. It'll be fun to see how Lyon County tries to defend Xander Carter. A lot of people, I think, if you go back a couple of years, when they looked at the Lyon County, and it's a small place, small school, Class A school, and everybody thought, well, you know, Coach Carter, or Coach Perry is only coaching because his son is the best player. He needed somebody, so he's doing. And he's coached Travis growing up a lot. But Coach Perry is much more than just the father of Travis. This guy is a serious coach. I've had a chance to watch this Lyon County team play quite a bit between the All-A and then being here in the state tournament. And, I'm really anxious to see what kind of strategy they use defensively against Xander Carter of Ashton, because a lot of people think if Ashton is going to win this game, Xander Carter's probably got to get 30 points. Forget about how many Travis Perry might have to have on the other side for Lyon County. For Ashton to win, big game is needed for Xander Carter, and we'll see if that's going to happen. We'll be back. The pregame activities as the Ashland band strikes up off to our left. We're close to the Ashland fans. Actually, Lyon County, I think they got a little bit bigger crowd here right now. You
they
can't
do
tell.
Right now, yeah.
We'll be back, and the pregame activities will be rolling when we return to Rupp Arena 90 seconds from now on the Gateway Sports Network.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Ashland has gone back to the locker room, and they have not yet reappeared. They're just now coming back out now. Ashland, the home team, on the scoreboard, they're dressed in white uniforms with the maroon numerals, a little bit of silver trim. Ashland coming into this game, the Tomcats are shooting 36% from the three-point line as a team, and 48% overall. When you look to their three-point shooting, they got a bunch of guys that like to put up the three, and they're all pretty good. Yeah, when you talk about Braxton and Tyson and Xander and Lyons, all those guys shoot the three ball pretty well. So, I think we can expect that to happen a lot. On the other side, for Lyon County, they hit just 35.6% overall as a team from the three, but Travis Perry hitting over 50%.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight fast gleaming, whose broad stripes and through the perilous fight, o'er the
anthem, and we'll get ready to go back down to our public address announcer to get the introduction of our starting lineups. Tom Mills is, on the public address for this second game of the Boys Sweet 16 here in 2024. They're just letting the clock wind down, and let's get those lineups right now.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, the heart of the bluegrass, for opening round play of the 106th Kentucky High School Athletic Association UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Today's game features the champions of Region 2, the Lions of Lyon County, and the champions of Region 16, the Tomcats of Ashland. And fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now, let's meet the starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. For Lyon County, at forward, number one, Lucas Breedlove. For Ashland, at forward, number five, Asher Adkins. For Lyon County, at forward, number 10, Bray Kirk. For Ashland, at forward, number 33, Nate Fries. For Lyon County, at forward, number 22, Brady Shoulders. For Ashland, at guard, number 1, Xander Carter. For Lyon County, at guard, number 5, Jack Reddick. For Ashland, at guard, number 11, Braxton Jennings. For Lyon County, at guard, number 11, Travis Perry. And for Ashland, at guard, number 14, Cam Davis. And introducing the head coaches for Lyon County, the head coach is Ryan Perry. And for Ashland, the head coach is Ryan Bonner. Your officials are Raymond Lightfoot, Tyler Winsett, and Jamian Bailey. The alternate official is Jeff Baker.
Let's go!
So we are ready to go here. Game two of this UK Healthcare Sweet 16. Wow, what a really good feeling. I've had a chance to talk with Ryan Perry a lot, but boy, Coach Bonner of Ashland, young guy, football guy.
Yeah.
There's no surprise that four of these Ashland starters are football guys. That doesn't surprise me a bit.
He was very insistent in your interview about the fact that he had four football players among his starters.
Carter, they list Carter at 6'4". Shoulders is listed at 6'5", and I'm not sure. Carter may be a little bit taller.
Yeah, it looks.
They're very close.
Very close.
The physicality of this game, I think, will be very even. Lyon County's going to be moving right to left on your dial in this first half of play. The tip, they slap it twice, and finally Lyon County gets it. Comes to Bray Kirk, a 6'2 sophomore, and he'll send it off on the left side, or Bray Kirk has it right now to Shoulders. Now Reddick, and Perry gets an open three left wing, knocks it down.
Just like that, huh?
Yeah.
They buried Perry under the basket, and he was able to get a screen and come out top and made a long three.
Lyon County is in a zone, a 1-3-1. Perry playing one of the wing positions. Reddick is out on top. Shoulders down on the back line. Ashton works with it. They get it down inside. Fanned back out on the perimeter. Carter's down on the left wing. just standing, but they don't go in his direction. Now he gets it. Coach Bonner is a big guy, and he's a stander and a walker, and he'll be in front of us a lot today.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine. Braxton Jennings. Jennings is a 6'1 junior. Xander Carter is still just a junior. They float the lob inside. He got it, but couldn't get it down, but does catch the ball. Comes back out on the baseline. Now it's knocked away, taken away by Lyon County. Reddick goes down the left side, gets the ball in the hands of Bray Kirk, out to Reddick. Now Reddick, you know, he's 6'3", and he really handles the ball well. So confident, dumps it down into shoulders, left baseline. Going for the basket on the other side is Breedlove. Back out to shoulders, a three out of the left corner. No good, and the rebound by Xander Carter. Brings it down himself. Carter across the timeline, and he dumps it to Cameron Davis. Davis and Braxton Jennings down the left side. Now they go right corner, and the big guy fires a three. That's Nate Fries. He can't get it to go down. Rebound, Reddick has it, going back for Lyon County. Gives to Perry out near the three-point line. He is being defended by Braxton Jennings. And now Perry gives it to Reddick, who fires a deep three that's no good. And the rebound, shoulders battling for it. It goes out of bounds, and it was touched last by Fries. Coach Bonner didn't like that very much, but I thought it was a good call. He was a little bit closer than I was, but here's the entry pass. Comes to shoulders, down to Perry, who lays it up and in. 5-0, Lyon County. Carter. Cameron Davis. Davis is a 6'1 sophomore. Down inside, they fanned right side. There's a three on the way. That's good by Jennings. And it's 5-3, and Jennings got left wide open for that shot. Well, five and a half to play.
If you can move that zone side to side, then you'll see some open shots from the wing.
Perry down the left corner to Breedlove. The sophomore hands it back to Reddick. Takes it behind the back. Sends a long cross-court pass, shoulders a three, in and out. Rebound taken off by the Tomcats. Asher Atkins, a 6'3 senior, gets it. Now down to Fries, deep in the corner, goes back in and putting in a layup in on the left side. Asher Atkins, and we are tied at five apiece. So Lyon County score five. Ashland has come back with five. We played a little over 3 minutes. Reddick gets a screen from Perry. Reddick, crossover dribble, can't get away, gives to Breedlove. Breedlove looking, goes to Perry, and Perry falls down. Ball's out of bounds, and it'll go to Ashland.
And as we mentioned in the first game, they're letting them play a bit, and that time Perry was trying to split two defenders and got tangled up and fell. Ball went out of bounds.
So Ashland with a chance to take its first lead of the game. Tomcats is on the offensive end, and deep in the right corner, Carter drives in. He goes in. He puts it up. He forces it up. It's no good, but he got fouled by Lucas Breedlove. Breedlove gets personal foul number one, and it'll send Xander Carter to the free throw line to shoot a pair.
And the line, Carter, and he will have two.
Perry can do it all, Dan. He's picking up stuff off the court and handing it to the referee. He's sort of a custodian out there.
Carter at the free throw line, a 69% free throw shooter, makes the first, makes the second. And the lead belongs to Ashland, 7-5. Here's Perry outside beyond the three-point line. Little stop and go dribble, goes up from 17. The jumper rolls over the rim. Rebounded by Ashland's Asher Atkins, who's been good on the defensive glass so far, but then Ashland falls down. Lose the ball out of bounds around midcourt. That was Braxton Jennings.
The pass was behind him, and just as he turned to try to reach back and get it, he lost his balance and actually fell out of bounds with the basketball.
Reddick, shoulders, Perry on the left side, sends it back across court to Reddick. Now Perry going to get the ball, but can't get it. They cut him off. Now Carter picks him up on the switch. Reddick working against the defender, Asher Atkins, and now shoulders, spins inside, goes up and lays it up and in.
Great spin move right in the lane.
Shoulders first two, and we're tied at seven apiece. 3:28 to play first quarter. A double team out front, but Ashland able to get rid of the ball. Down the right side, Jennings takes it. Freeze long pass over to Carter on the left wing. Carter wants to drive, gets down to the baseline, though. Gets cut off, double team. Back outside.
Knocked
Here's
down.
A takeaway by Reddick. Reddick with the steal. Sends it down, going under all alone and missing. The layup was Gray Kirk, who couldn't use the glass. The angle he went in, back the other way. Shot is put up, no good by Asher, or by Jennings, and rebounded by Shoulders. And down the other end, going in for the jam,
Breedlove.
Lucas Breedlove. And it's 9-7, and we're going to get a timeout. So
that transition is tough to counter, Dan.
2:52 left to play in the first quarter. Lyon County with a 9-7 lead on Ashland, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Hi, this is Lonnie Pendleton. When you're looking for a great deal on a car, truck, or SUV, come and see me at Dutch's Chevrolet on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word, get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
If you're coming to Rupp Arena, wear layers of clothing. It's cool in here.
It is
here
very cool.
I mean, not for the players, but if you're sitting and watching, it's a little bit on the cool side, I think, in Rupp Arena. I don't think we've got an ice hockey team coming back. We've got ice under the floor, but here we go. Dribbling around outside, Cameron Davis got away from Perry momentarily, but Perry rushed back to defend. Now Carter, left corner, Freeze. Freeze gives back to Carter. Things kind of jumbled up a little bit on Ashland.
Yeah.
Over on that left side, they try to spread the floor better. Whip a pass down on the inside, getting the ball to Cameron Davis. Back outside, Freeze a three, no good. Try for the rebound is Bray Kirk, the 6'2 sophomore. Reddick.
Transition.
Reddick whips a pass back to Kirk on the right baseline. Sends it back out to Perry. Perry back out to Reddick. Perry recognizes when he doesn't have anything very quickly, gets rid of the ball.
And he gets up. Yeah. He doesn't try to hold it.
Carter picks him up on a switch down. Shoulders with the ball. Shoulders will go down the left side, try to get a shot up. Foul on Freeze. That'll be his first. First foul against Ashland here in this first quarter. And with a minute 50 to go, we'll get a timeout. It remains Lyon County 9, Ashland 7, and we'll be back here at Rupp Arena in 90 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Substitutions made for both teams during the timeout as Shoulders goes to the line, knocks down the free throw for his third point. In for Ashland Blazer for the first time is Tyson Lalonde, a 6'1 junior. His Shoulders makes another free throw. He's got 4 points. The lead 11-7 for the Lions. And for Lyon County, they get Carson Collins, a 5'11 sophomore, and Isaac DeFew, a 6'5 sophomore, into the game. Again, in that zone. Now, Travis Perry out on the point of a 1-3-1 right now. Perry really active. He never seems to run out of gas, folks. I mean, he'll be in there probably for 32 minutes, and he'll seem as fresh at the end. Ashton trying to penetrate down on the low block and get the ball down the baseline, but very good cutting off the baseline in there.
Yeah.
DeFew, again, he's 6'5", shoulders listed at 6'6". Make it tough down there. Here driving in on the left side, Xander Carter puts it up, no good. They battle for the rebound. It's knocked by Collins and picked up, and now quickly down, spinning right side, shoulders, banks it up, no good. Rebound, they get it back, and battling in there for it to get it back was Carson Collins, 5'11 sophomore. Lyon County has a possession with 45 seconds to go here in the quarter. Possession arrow rests with Ashland, Paul Blazer. Lyon County a four-point lead. Down inside, to shoulders, he laid it in. What a pass by Reddick. Really threaded the needle to give shoulders an easy two, 13-7.
Shoulder did a great job of just getting position down there, and Reddick found him easily.
So now with 20 seconds to go, Ashland.
Going to hold it.
Yeah, two for one here. They're down by six, but they could score here. They'll get it to begin the second quarter. Carter's out on top of the offense, 9 seconds to go. Now the ball on the right side, they got to hurry now. And the ball is taken away. Reddick down to Perry, stops with a three-point shot. Oh, he almost banked it in.
Yeah, he was off balance.
I don't even know if he looked at the goal, but it didn't go down. And we come to the end of the first quarter. 13-7, Lyon County with the lead over Ashland, and we'll be back in just a minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Gary Crawford, I know that Florida is it's football and baseball country, but what about high school basketball? Do you get much of a sense? Is it really covered that much in Florida?
Well, locally, there's support for it there, but it's not anything like this.
If we had a high school football game, there'd be
5,000 or so there.
Here we go, Ashton with the ball to begin the second quarter. The Tomcats only made 3 of 7 field goals. Lyon County 4 of 10, but Lyon only 1 of 5 threes, and Ashton 1 of 3 three-point field goals. Each team made a couple of free throws. For Ashton, Tyson Lalonde, the junior, came off the bench, is out on top of the offense right now. Carter setting up in the middle of the zone, and now Lalonde fires a three that's short. Carter the rebound in the lane, 15-footer, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Isaac DeFew for Lyon County. Here's Reddick with it. Gets it knocked away, but Perry picks it up. Perry dribbling at long range. Waits for Reddick. A lot of confidence that these Lyon County players have in one another. Not that most teams don't, but, I mean, now down on the baseline, the ball trying to make a pass with shoulders. Wanted to get it to Perry underneath the basket. It was tipped and then off Perry's hand. And the official gives the ball right back
to
the Tomcats.
Tomcats doing a pretty good job defensively when you really look at it.
Yeah, Raymond Lightfoot, one of the officials that we have seen work a lot over the years, getting another state tournament appearance. Carter, left corner. There is a three that is no good by Braxton Jennings, and the rebound is grabbed by Travis Perry looking. Ashton racing back on defense, so Perry holds up and gives to his backcourt running mate, Jack Reddick, senior, and now Shoulders comes away from the basket to take it. Reddick down to Perry. Carter is right on him. Now down to Shoulders. Shoulders whips a pass underneath, turning and banking it in
off the
left baseline was Isaac DePue.
DePue with a great shot. He actually turned and shot in one motion. I don't know if he had a chance to even look at the goal. He just kind of knew where it was.
His first two, 15-7. Ashton needs a basket now. It's been a while. Lalonde's going to try a three. It's in and out. Rebound is tipped and coming up with it. On the rebound is Carson Collins. And so Lyon County trying to open up this lead right now. They could go up by double figures with a basket. Shoulders between the circles. Stops the dribble. Holds up. Gives to Reddick. Travis Perry looking down. Players waiting to check in for Lyon County. Shoulders bounces under to Perry. Back to Shoulders. A three is good.
As you mentioned earlier, Dan, this is not a one-man show here.
He's got nine now.
In terms of Lyon
County.
Shoulders
does. Yeah, Shoulders can score.
Yeah.
He's averaging about 15 a game.
Big, strong kid.
So it's now 18-7 Lyon County. And they scored 13 in a row. They were behind 9-7 going under. Carter looked like he got fouled.
Yeah, he did.
And we got no call, and then Lyon County gets the rebound, and we get a foul on Ashland. That's a tough break for the Tomcats right there, I think. The foul is going to go on Freeze. And that's his second foul. First of this second quarter. The line comes out. Looks like Freeze is going to stay in. Back in for Lyon County are Breedlove and Kirk.
Yeah.
Shoulders, Perry, and Reddick are pretty much staples. Back cut by Perry, but not a good pass by Shoulders. Picked off. And looking for that one was Braxton Jennings, and now Ashton throws it away. And that has Ryan Bonner not very happy in front of us, the Ashton coach. He can't believe it.
Yeah,
he immediately turns and claps his hands and says, come on, keep going.
You obviously can hear him at home, so.
Yeah.
He's right here in front of us.
Kirk to Perry. Perry actually had to ward off the defender, Asher Atkins. Perry goes in, weaves, Bob, banks his shot up no good, follows it up no good. Rebound is out. Perry gets it back, sends it down to Breedlove on the right side. Now here's Shoulders, backs up. He fires a three. That's no good. And on the rebound, we get a whistle and a foul. And that's going to be on Ashland, and that will be against Asher Atkins. His first team, number two, here in the second quarter. 4:31 to play before half. 18-7. The Lions are on a 13-0 run right now. And it comes to Shoulders, and now Reddick takes it. Reddick defended by Asher Atkins this time. Picked up on a switch by Cameron Davis. Perry takes it. Perry works against Carter. There's a three by Reddick that's no good. Deep rebound picked off by Braxton Jennings. He runs it down. Perry cuts him off. He keeps the dribble, hooks a pass back outside, down in the left corner. No shot there. They get it back to Xander Carter for a three. Good. Hadn't had a shot for a while. Xander Carter makes a big three for Ashton. They needed that. Back the other way. And running under the basket, a little reverse layup is good by Bray Kirk. His first two.
Excellent patience on that shot.
Carter, a deep three is no good. And the rebound comes out, taken by Ashland. They'll set up the offense. Out to Braxton Jennings. Jennings floats over on the right side. Frees away from the basket.
Lyon County staying in that zone.
Down to Carter, down the lane. Flips it up, missed the driving layup. Didn't have a good angle to get to the glass. Rebound taken off by Bray Kirk. Now Kirk will give it to Travis Perry out near the timeline. Perry hands off to Reddick.
We've got
Kirk.
Jennings on Perry now.
Perry gets away from everybody, lays it up, and he drove the left baseline. just kept going and got away from two different players.
Very quick first step.
22-10. There is a jump shot put up from 17 feet away. That's good by Braxton Jennings, his second field goal. 22-12. Shot is missed down inside by Breedlove. Long pass down. Asher Atkins goes for the basket. Missed it. Perry the rebound. Walk coming out of there. Didn't spot it. But he gets it across the timeline. Sends over to Shoulders. They take a deep breath now. They back away.
They've backed away. They've been a hectic pace here in the last couple of minutes.
2:23 left. We'll get a timeout at the next stoppage of play. 2:15 to go. It's a 10-point lead, and again, Lyon County, they score it at 85 points a game. They think they might be a little under that.
A little bit, yes.
But their defense has been outstanding. Ray Kirk looking, floats it for Reddick. Reddick was too far under and trying to save it, lost it out of bounds. And Eisman gets the ball.
There's the dead ball.
So with 1:59 left to play in the first half of action, it's Lyon County, 10-point lead, 22-12 on Ashland when we come back in 90 seconds.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Just a tick under 2 seconds left here in the first half. Ashland with the ball. The Tomcats hoping to get a little offense here in these last 2 minutes. They're down 22-12. Here is Jennings. Gives it beyond the top of the key to Cameron Davis. Davis trying to go inside the car. It's taken away. There's a steal.
Bad pass.
Pass is knocked away.
And a foul.
We can get a foul that will go against Ashland's Cameron Davis.
If pass was out in front of Breedlove, then and he couldn't rescue it.
Here's Reddy looking to get it in. Bounces into Shoulders. And Perry. Perry dribbles in the left side. Goes for the basket. Flips it up and in. Perry with 9 here in the first half, and it is a 24-12 lead. Davis had a three, passed it up. Jennings will take it and make it. Braxton Jennings, second three-point shot here in the first half. It's 24-15. Minute 10 left to play in the first half. Shoulders is out near the timeline with it. Bounces it high to Reddick. Hands off to Perry. He's picked up in there by Atkins. Now the right side, Shoulders. Starts in, now gives to Reddick. Goes up from 15 feet.
Good.
One-handed. What an odd-looking shot.
A little one-handed push shot.
But Jack Reddick with his first 2 points of the game.
You see a lot of those when they're a lot closer to the basket, but not from 15 feet.
26-15. Going for the basket on the other end, putting it up and in is Asher Atkins.
30 seconds, Dan.
26-17. This has been a
quick
basketball game and a quick basketball first half we had in the first game. Shulvers cradling the ball underneath his arm and
just holding it. Going to try to get that last bucket.
Now, Reddick checks
better in. Start looking where Travis is. He's going to.
5-4. Shulvers 3 is no good. And the rebound, Reddick tried to get it back up there but couldn't.
Yeah.
And the first half comes to an end. With your score, Lyon County 26, Ashland Blazers 17. And we'll be back. Our first half scoring and stats, a special halftime guest coming your way. We'll return to Rupp Arena, downtown Lexington, in 90 seconds.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Lyon County, after trailing in this game back early on, they were down 7-5, broke on top 13-7 at the end of the quarter, and continued their dominant look against their opponent today, the Ashland Tomcats. And they have run off and gotten a nice lead here at halftime of 26-17. Although Ashland, when you look at what they've done shooting the ball, 6 of 17 from the field, only 3 of 9 threes, you feel like they can certainly make a run here in the second half. And we'll be right here to describe it if that happens. Gary Crawford, your thoughts on the first half?
Well, both teams playing very, very tough defense. I haven't seen a 1-3-1 zone quite as active as Lyon County is. The ball has a hard time moving. And when they do move it, they get it inside. There's nothing there. They have to kick it back out. On the Lyon County side of things on offense, they are just relentless in terms of attacking the ball. The players are all in constant motion. They've gotten some open shots as a result of that. Great passing for the most part. Rebounding, Lyon County dominated the boards 14-7. They had 6 offensive rebounds, which made a difference. They were able to get some easy buckets off those 6.
Hey, when young players say, well, what can I do to get better? There are a lot of things, and one of the things that I noticed about this Lyon County team, strength. They pass the ball with either hand, cross court, I mean,
right.
On a dead line. I mean, they can make passes that are so effective in getting their offense opened up a little bit. So we're anticipating having a first half a guest here at halftime, but he has not shown as of yet, and we'll see if he does or if he doesn't. We hope to have a guest, but we got statistics to go over for you. We'll return and be right back here at Rupp Arena. It's halftime. The lead belongs to Lyon County over Ashland Blazer, 26-17, and we return in 90 seconds.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit ambergesfarmmachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality, so Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Seven of the 10 starters in this game played all 16 minutes of the first half, didn't come out. Shoulders and Reddick and Perry for Lyon County. And then Atkins and Freeze and Carter and Jennings for Ashland Paul Blazer. And that was no big surprise. I mean, I've seen more of that this season, too, of players that might play all 32 minutes. It got to be where you thought nobody could play 32 minutes. It's just like, you mean a pitcher can actually pitch nine innings to get a complete game? And, you know, that's almost a foregone conclusion. They can't. Bob Gibson would certainly roll over in his grave at what happens with pitching these days. But on the other hand, basketball has come along now, and it's like, hey, it's 32 minutes. You can play 32 minutes, Gary.
Yeah, it's. I think what happens is these kids play so much through AAU and all that kind of thing all year round that their conditioning is at a different level, maybe a certainly different level than any team I ever played on. And they play with intensity. Every possession is very intense. So they're just in better shape. I don't know how to say it otherwise.
Let's look at the scoring in that first half of play. For Lyon County, 9 points apiece for Brady Shoulders and Travis Perry. And then a quartet of players got 2 points each. Breedlove and Reddick and Kirk and DeFew all with 2 points in the first half. On the other side for the Ashland Tomcats, Braxton Jennings with 8 points. 5 for Xander Carter, 4 for Asher Atkins, and then you had Tyson Lalonde and Cameron Davis. Those guys did not get into the scoring column. Lyon County had they made 11 of 24 from the field, but only 2 of 10 threes in the first half, and Ashland 6 of 17 from the field, 3 of 9 from the three-point line. So Lyon County shot 45.8, and Ashland just 35.3. Free throws at a premium, only 2 for each team, and both teams made their free throws. Lyon County wins the board battle 14-7, and turnovers 6 on Ashland, 4 on Lyon County. Points in the paint, Lyon County leads 14-6. Points off turnovers, they lead 6-2. Second chance points, they lead 6-0, and bench points, they lead 2-0. So Coach Bonner's got a lot to talk about with his team.
Yeah.
They're coming back out fairly early.
He didn't.
From the halftime break. He didn't spend a lot of time with them, but
go through a lecture. He just gave them his message and said, let's go back out there and start shooting baskets that go in.
Yeah. We'll be back. More coming on our halftime show as Lyon County's Lions up on Ashland Blazer 26-17, and we'll return in 90 seconds.
Kaufman Mortuary Parlor understands the economical stress our country is in, which reflects on all of us individually. Unfortunately, death is something we cannot alter. But fortunately, you now have an economical choice during these times. At Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, we offer a full-service funeral home experience. We have a beautiful, quaint chapel to handle the small and private services, but the use of churches or a facility of your choice is offered to handle your larger service needs. People caring for people. Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, located on South Queen Street.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
We have a few people in the upper level of Rupp Arena, but the lower arena is it's filled. It's a nice crowd on hand for this these opening games. And of course, they now allow enough time so that the fans can drift in and out after a game. And I think they're doing the same thing that they did in the girls tournament last week in terms of the end zones. Those tickets are for one game. All the other seats in the lower arena are for both games.
For the session. Absolutely.
Hey, coming up tonight, Adair County and Marshall County. There's a matchup in the state tournament that you wouldn't expect. And then we're going to see Great Crossing and Spencer County, a pair of teams, again, that have never been in the state tournament before. Of course, Great Crossing is a new school. But Spencer County, not far from Louisville, they've never been in the state tournament before. Great Crossing is 34-1, and they have not lost to a Kentucky team this season. So they're playing in the second game tonight that will get underway at 8:30. Coming up tomorrow, when we join you in the afternoon session, Harlan County and Warren Central. Warren Central, the defending champions, but just 17-11, a team that lost four starters a year ago, but they have come back and rallied around Kate Unsel, the Western Kentucky signee, and they'll take on Harlan County, team that's won 31 games to begin tomorrow. Then in the 1:30 game, Butler County and Evangel Christian, those are a couple of schools, again, that have never been in the state tournament before. And Evangel Christian, that list as their high school population, 34, I believe, 30. Is what they have. So
when I saw that, I thought, that has to be a misprint. It really does. And then I realized, wait a minute, maybe not.
Yeah. And then tomorrow night, to wrap things up, the final games of the opening round, Pulaski County and Louisville Trinity, and then finally a Northern Kentucky battle with Newport and Campbell County playing. It's amazing how many of these teams have played each other during the season anymore. Everybody gets out and moves around, and you get a lot of situations where you get state tournament teams, and we've played them before.
Yeah, when I was looking over the pairings, and you know, I saw Newport and Campbell County. That's got to be a rivalry game, just like I thought. McGoffin County and Perry County Central would be a rivalry game. They're right next to one another.
Go get Scott Bottoms. Yeah, we're going to step out, and we'll be back. Second half will be underway in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Dan Manley with Gary Crawford. We get ready to begin the second half. The last time Travis Perry played a game on this floor, Gary Crawford, I don't know, the UK, they may let him come in here and shoot around anytime he wants to, but, you know, he broke King Kelly's record
here
on this floor in the state tournament a year ago, and then, you know, he went on this season to go way beyond that with 1,000 points, and he's over 5,000 now. But, and you know, the crowd has come in here today thinking, maybe we'll see Travis get about 50 or something.
Yeah.
He's got 9, but he's played very well. His team has played very well, and they got a 9-point lead.
Well, Tomcats have been alternating defenders against him just to try to keep somebody fresh on him. And they turn it over. The Lions do.
Shoulders threw it behind Travis, and
Travis made a fake to come out to receive a pass and then cut to the basket just as Shoulders threw it to where he used to be.
Here we go. Ashton with a chance to get the first points of the second half. Carter goes down into the left corner to Davis, but nothing there for him. Out to Freeze and out Jennings. Now Atkins takes it on the right side. Atkins, everybody's touched the ball now. Carter makes a little great move, goes for the basket, flips it up and in, and draws a foul. And boy, Carter made a terrific move on the perimeter to get open. Breedlove gets his second personal foul of the game. And to the line goes Xander Carter, who now has 7 points, looking for 8. And can quickly cut this back to a 6-point lead, but he missed it. Travis Perry up to grab the rebound. 26-19, the Lyon County lead, and we get a quick timeout. So Lyon County takes a timeout. That's their first timeout of the game. Each team has 4 left, and we'll be back in a half minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
I like that timeout by Ryan Perry. Hey, don't wait. I like timeouts before things get close.
Yeah.
If I'm a coach, hey, let's call a timeout now. Maybe we won't have to call a timeout when it's tied. Here's Shoulders down inside, dumps it over to Breedlove, open 12-footer, no good. Rebound out on the floor. We get a whistle and a foul. That's going to be on Ashland. It's going to be on Freeze, and that's going to be his third.
Number 33, Freeze. That's his third.
Freeze trying to get position down there. Shoulders too active.
Coach Bonner is not going to make a change now. Entry pass comes to Travis Perry, and now hands to Reddick, changing, back to Shoulders.
Changing the defense up. 2-3 zone.
Bray now, Perry. See, Perry touched that ball, and he didn't hold it.
No.
You know, he got rid of it in a heartbeat. He knew he didn't have anything. He wasn't going to do anything with the ball on that spot right there. Now he gets it right back to Reddick. Back to Perry. Little ball fake.
Reading takes it again. 6:40 to play. Third quarter. It's a 7-point lead for Lyon County, and it's a 2-3 zone for Ashland.
Yeah, this zone has kind of slowed the Lions down a bit.
Shoulders gets in the middle of the zone. Perry goes inside to right Shoulders, to. Knocked away, but Breedlove picks it up. Now Shoulders, now Perry. Perry, a deep three, no good. Long rebound. Shoulders had a hand on it.
He thought he had it and didn't put it away. It got away from him.
Freeze gets the ball. I think that Shoulders is going to Middle Tennessee for some reason. I'm not positive about that. It just kind of sticks in my mind. Here is Xander Carter against Shoulders, driving for the basket. Got around him. Sends it back outside. Asher a three. No good. Rebound. Picked up by Carter. Goes back in. Lays it up off the glass. Good.
Carter doesn't shy away from contact in there. He takes it in there with some strength and with a bit of attitude.
Xander Carter, the junior, he is not going to let Ashley go quietly into this good night, I can tell you. You can tell he is really focused in this second half. Reddick gives it long range to Bray Kirk. Kirk rotates on the right side. His pass is looked off like Carter's, it got kicked, but
it was off Carter's shin.
And, no, off the shin. Here's Ashton with it.
There's another walk.
Got away with the walk there. Freeze gives it back out on the perimeter to Cameron Davis, and now Carter takes it. Right side to Jennings. Braxton goes into Freeze. Spins, weaves, goes up from 8 feet. Good.
Got it.
First points for Freeze.
Well, Ashton making a little bit.
Making a run, 26-23. Travis Perry down in the right side gives it to Kirk, and now back outside to Perry. Reddick. The zone looks like the right move right now. Inside Shoulders makes a great move, gets open, lays it in.
Shoulders having a conversation with the official on the way down.
11 points for Shoulders, 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Davis. Huh? I thought he double dribbled.
Yep.
Official just didn't happen to be watching. Driving the baseline, Carter sends it. Break for the basket. Asher lays it in. Great little two-man game going there, and Asher drove in and finished it off, and it's 28-25. Here is Bray Kirk outside to Reddick. Down to Perry, deep in the right corner. The ball got tipped by Carter off of Perry, apparently, and it goes to Ashland.
Down in the far corner, we couldn't get a good angle on it, but the officials helped us out. They told us it was out on Lyon County.
Tomcats are making a run right now. Ashland was down by a dozen points. Now they're three away. Carter outside, down the left corner to Asher. He drives in, can't get a shot off, and he threw it away.
Yeah. Trying to go inside.
Breaker.
Couldn't make it.
Comes up with the ball. Now Reddick down to Perry. Deep left corner. Makes a fake. Goes up. 12-foot jumper. Left it short. Rebound. Asher with the rebound. And now trying to take it away with Shoulders. And Asher didn't like that, but the Ashland fans love it. The foul is going to be on Shoulders. They called a foul against Lyon County, but that's the first foul on Shoulders. Second team foul on the Lions here. I think Shoulders just reached in trying to take the ball away from him.
And he tried. And he didn't want any part of it.
Here is Davis down. Bounces off to Jennings. Whips it into Freeze. Back outside. Davis a three. Good. Off the top of the key. Cam Davis's first points, and we are tied at 28. Inside Shoulders lays it up and missed it. Left it short. Agrees on him, and now Ashland with a rebound can take the lead.
Good opportunity. Shoulders just couldn't finish.
Xander Carter. There's a deep three that is no good. Rebound. We get a tie-up. Possession arrow will keep it with Ashland. Now we're going to get Breedlove coming out. Bray will come out. And we get a timeout with 2:50 to go here in the third quarter. We've got a tie game, folks. Lyon County and Ashland locked up at 28. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family. Carson Collins and Isaac DePue are back in the game. As the entry pass, Reddick fell down. He gets up. Here's Carter. Left corner. Davis doesn't have a shot. Covered up by Collins. He dribbles free. Now Freeze takes it. Long range. Lyons really trying to pick up the defensive pressure. And going for the basket. Laying it up and in is Asher. And a foul.
Well, you... obvious what the message was from Coach Perry at Lyon County. Lyon County came out with a whole different level of energy on the defensive end, just left the seam, and Asher took advantage of it.
Asher Atkins completes a three-point play. He's got 9 in the game, and it is 31-28. The lead belongs to the Tomcats, and I can tell you, watching in the huddle, for Ashland, Ashland now believes they can win this game, and that's a dangerous spot for Lyon County. Shoulders, bounces it to Perry, a 3 left side, in and out. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Freeze. Carter whips it down the left side to Davis, thought about a 3 and thought better of it. Spins away, goes down the baseline, and lost it out of bounds. Davis knew he'd gone where he didn't want to be, yeah, down there on the baseline.
And got down there on the baseline and had... two defenders, and just I think he was trying to look up, and the ball's got away from him.
Breedlove has come back into the game for DePue. It's D-E-F-E-W, DePue, as Lyon County with the ball. Reddick, he's going to fire a 3 right side. It's no good. Long rebound comes out. Freeze gets it to Carter. Minute 38 to go, third. Carter, double team, gets rid of it. Left corner, driving baseline. Cameron Davis trying to reverse layup. Shot is blocked, but out of bounds back to Ashland. Well, Davis, that time, he went right to the goal.
Yeah, took it right to the goal.
Challenged
yeah.
the big guys. In it comes. Down the baseline, the ball is knocked away, and they're going to say it was kicked by Shoulders. As Asher Atkins... drove the baseline and tried to make a bounce pass. Ashland inbounding. And there's Shoulders, quite a steal. Perry, lead pass ahead. Reddick goes down and lays it up and in.
Reddick may have pulled a hamstring. He, or his back or something. He came out of that layup just
31
holding his hip or his back, lower back maybe.
31-30. Jennings on the right side. Braxton Jennings. Hadn't been involved offensively much here. Now Davis whips it down inside, laid up and in. And Asher with the basket there. Atkins. Asher Atkins makes it again a three-point game, 33-31 or 33-30. And now the ball is lost, picked up by Xander Carter. battling for it, but unable to get it back. Ashland has it. 34 seconds to go in the quarter. Possession arrow rests with Lyon County to begin the final period. Ashland with a three-point lead. Carter really being hampered by Perry. Clock down to 19 seconds. Left corner, Davis, wide open. Three, good. Cameron Davis with his second three, 36-30. Perry going for the basket, puts it up, no good, but a foul. And that's going to be against Asher Atkins. That'll be his second.
It's a common foul.
Third foul, so no shots involved. And with 7.7 seconds to go, here's Travis Perry. He's going to try to see what he can get, but he forces a shot up. It goes in. Down on the left baseline. Wow. I don't know how he...
do you get out of the double team?
How do you even know he was headed toward the basket? Ashland. His only 2 points in the third quarter brings his team back within four. Ashland with the lead, 36-32. As we head to fourth quarter action, it's coming up in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Travis Perry, only 5 of 13 from the field and only 1 of 5 from three-point land. And Lyon County's only made 2 of 13 threes. Ashland, 5 of 13 threes. The Tomcats are, they're shooting the ball a little bit better right now than the Lions are, and hits a four-point lead as we enter this final quarter.
Yeah.
And the pace of this game is not where, you know, the Lions want. The Lions want to get up a lot of shots.
Yep.
And they're going to make a lot of shots.
And they're not getting a lot of shots. Ashland's defense has kind of stymied them here in the last, particularly during the last 3 minutes or so of the third quarter.
17-6 they outscored Lyon County. Lyon County only 6 points in that quarter. And here is Breedlove, Perry, off on the left wing, Reddick. Reddick's going to put the ball on the deck, but the 2-3 zone has certainly been a difference in this game since Ashland went to the 2-3 zone. Perry backs away on the dribble. Now he gives over to Reddick. They're struggling to get a good shot right now. Shoulders, bounces to Perry. Back to shoulders, ball fake. Drives down inside, passes off the ground. Shot blocked, but Shoulders gets it back. Puts it up. Boy, it looked like there were a couple of fouls in there maybe. And what we end up with is a foul on Shoulders. I thought Ashland probably fouled Lyon County twice there.
Yeah.
With no call. And then at the end of the day, Shoulders.
One thing about Shoulders, when he puts the ball on the board up there on the goal, he doesn't back away from it. If it doesn't go in, he's after it.
So Ashland with the ball and a 4-point lead, 7:15 to play in the game. Here's Davis. Coming down, gets it across the timeline to Xander Carter. They double him to Davis. Davis is doubled. Back to Carter. Carter gets away. Almost lost it. Now he recovers. Goes down the baseline. Falls down. Gets up. Sends it back outside. Jennings. Jennings lost it on the dribble. It's loose. Picked up by Lyon County. Ready goes down. Off to Bray. He lays it up and in. Bray Kirk puts it up and in, and it's 36-34.
Now Reddick.
Well, that's a big play right there.
Big play. And 50-50 ball.
Now there's a foul on Bray Kirk.
Yeah.
First foul of this fourth quarter on the Lions. Way out near the timeline. And Ashton will inbound. Xander Carter sends it in backcourt to Davis. Now to Carter. Carter, a little crossover dribble, goes down the left baseline, pans it back out. Jennings doesn't have a shot. Cross courts it. Freeze is going to fire a three. Good. Wow, Nate Freeze. Only his second field goal, and he makes it a three-pointer. 39-34. Ashland up by five, but we got 6:14 to play. Here is Reddick. Perry in the middle of that zone defense. Breedlove gives out to Perry. Fires a deep three that's no good. It's almost like a desperation shot. Rebounded by Ashland. Here is Davis coming down under the basket and laying it up and in wide open was Braxton Jennings.
Yeah, they called Breedlove. Watching the basketball, Breedlove was had turned his head, and when he did,
there's Reddick, a deep three. It's in and out.
There's two of them.
Rebounded by Atkins. He'll bring it down himself. The lead is seven. Davis down the left side. They double him. He's in trouble. Timeout taken by Ashland. 5:29 left to play in the game. Ashland 41. Lyon County 34. We'll be back in 1 minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
County Lions led this game at one time by a dozen points, Gary Crawford. But sometimes you make an adjustment and it really works. And for Ashland, going to the zone really worked.
Went to the zone and it's just really taken Lyon County out of their offense.
They're down 41-34, the Lions are, and Ashland has the ball. And we got 5.5 minutes to go. Davis looks to get it in. Comes into Carter. Bounces it down to Davis. Left corner Jennings. Hooks a pass inside, making a move. Now in the lane, it's taken away. Travis Perry came up with the ball. Perry breaks down, sends a pass inside, putting it up and in. What a pass to Shoulders. Found Brady Shoulders down the baseline. 41-36.
Now they've gone to his own press.
2-2-1, long pass down. Jennings backs up, fires a three, no good. Rebound, Breedlove. He gets it, looks for help. Carter tracking him. Breedlove brings it on down. Uh-oh. Perry, right corner for a three, no good. Rebound, Shoulders gets it. Almost has it taken away, but a foul that will go against.
Nope, they said it was out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
I thought it was a foul.
Yeah, Asher Atkins was there, but it goes back to Lyon County, 4:47 to go. Into Shoulders. Shoulders going to drive on Freeze. Goes up, flips it up off the glass. Good. Shoulders with 15.
Yeah, when he gets ahead of steam going to the basket, Shoulders is tough when he gets any kind of daylight.
41-38. And there's a Shoulders knocked that ball out of bounds. He thought he'd hit it off of Braxton Jennings. Not so, says the official. Ashley gets it back. Side front court across the way from us. We're right to Ashland, moving from right to left and right down in front of us on offense.
Knocked
away
again.
Takeaway. Travis Perry. Perry's going to come down. He goes up, lays it up and in. Perry with 13, and we got a one-point game. 41-40. Ashland, I think, really needs a timeout. They don't take it. Davis bounces it clear away.
Wow.
4:11 to go. How quick has this happened?
Yeah. The press the intensity of it is just very, very difficult to navigate. Ashland has not been able to get any kind of rhythm on offense.
4 minutes, 5 seconds to go. There is Travis Perry driving in. Goes up from 17, good. The lead is back to Lyon County, 42-41. Ashland's going to take a timeout with 3:58 to go. That's about as quick. That is an 8-0 run that happened in
how many
almost
seconds?
A twinkling of an eye.
Yeah.
We still got a long way to go, folks. 3:58 left. Lyon County leading Ashland by one. We'll be back in a minute.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Jordan Hiley, at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Ashland with the ball coming out of the timeout, and we're going to get another timeout because Cameron Davis got trapped right near midcourt, and rather than give it up perhaps on a jump ball, although and the possession arrow does favor Ashland, they'll keep it because they take a timeout. They're down to two timeouts left, three timeouts left for Lyon County, and this is a 30-second timeout. Been really impressed with Ryan Bonner's composure coaching,
yeah.
You know, during this time. I mean, he's, if I'm playing for him, you know, I'm not getting stressed out because we're having the other team having a run. Basketball is a game of runs. The question is, how much longer goes in this Lyon County run, or can Ashland reverse it? Ashland does have the ball, trying to get the lead back here with 3:43 to go. Fouls here this last quarter. Two on Lyon County, none on Ashland so far. And Davis to inbound it. Little guard looks and gets it into Xander Carter. Off to Jennings, right to corner. Atkins now, he goes inside, freeze. Powers it up, blocked by Breedlove. And coming away with the rebound is Perry. Well, the sophomore Breedlove. He's about 6'5", 6'6", with long arms.
Yeah, yeah, long arms.
He's able to block that shot. 3:20 to go, and now Reddick is out near the timeline.
They're gonna basically say, okay, you want to play a zone? We're just going to hold the ball.
Coach Bonner is up, and now Jennings will come out, put a little pressure on Reddick. But he's a singular guy, and I don't know if I think Reddick could dribble timeout against him. Now more pressure, and Reddick drives in.
Knocked
dumps
away.
It off the shoulders. Ashton did get a hand on that ball, as Gary said, but they get it back. And now Travis Perry takes it. Hands it off to shoulders, and shoulders against Freeze.
Freeze out front.
The big guys. Shoulders is going to drive down inside, goes all the way, feeds it off inside to Bray, going for the basket, and the shot is blocked. It's out of bounds, but we get a foul.
Charge.
Oh, a charge is called on Shoulders. So before he after he got rid of the ball, Shoulders gets called for the time for the charge, and that's his third foul. That's the third foul here in the fourth quarter. The ball goes back to Ashland with 2:37 to go. As this will be a full timeout We'll be back in 30 seconds and set the stage for you.
Here on Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
.237 left to go. First game, Magoffin County. First time they've ever been to the state tournament. Got a win over Perry Central, 52-47. Here we got a one-point game. Lyon County with the lead, but Ashland with the ball.
And Ashland's been here 33 times, I understand it.
Is that right? See, I knew it. I knew it was up in the 30s.
Yep, 33.
Ashland coming the length of the floor against the full court pressure of Lyon County.
This full court pressure from Lyon County has really caused Ashland to change tempo, and that's what's brought Lyon County back into this thing.
Entry pass comes to Davis, and now here's Carter. Carter drives down, keeps it, dumps it left side to Jennings, drives into the lane, flips it up off the glass, good. Braxton Jennings with his 12th point. And it's Ashland back in the lead, 43-42, 2:18 to go. Here's Reddick, and now Ashland has gone back man-to-man defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Shoulders at a high post. Here's Perry, gets it. Carter knocked it away. It's a loose ball. They scramble for it. Picked up inside. Perry puts it up. No good. We got fouled, and he'll go to the line for two shots. And how?
It's a scramble.
The reflexes of Travis Perry to get that ball up with a shot. Laying down on the floor.
Yeah, those of you at home, Perry went to the floor to try to recover the ball. It was a 50-50 ball on the floor. There were bodies all over. And somehow he found it and got a shot up.
To earn two free throws.
Never left the floor.
Perry's free throw is up and good. He's got 16 now. And we are tied at 43 apiece with 2:03 to go. Xander Carter directing his team, telling his teammates where they need to be. Perry's free throw is no good.
Ouch.
It lipped out, and we are tied at 43-43.
1:59 remaining.
Carter to Davis. Back to Xander Carter. Whips it down the floor. Carter gets it back. Three-point line. Freeze. Over to Davis. Down to Jennings. Inside Freeze. Puts it up too hard.
Freeze.
Rebound by Shoulders.
Found himself wide open and couldn't believe it.
1:42 to go. Reddick is going to take a timeout. Lyon County, they'll have, now each team will have two timeouts left for the final 1:37. We are tied at 43 apiece, and we'll be back after we step out in just 1 minute.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Running by the mic here, it was 54-47 in the first game today. I think I said 52-47 earlier. A 7-point win for Magoffin County. Here, we are deadlocked. 43 apiece, 1:37 to go. Each team with two timeouts. Possession arrow is with Ashland. Fouls, only one on Ashland, so, and three, so we're not in a bonus, so we're not in a shooting situation yet. And Ashland a long way from putting Lyon County where they would shoot unless it's a shooting violation. There's a bad pass. Reddy threw it away. And then Perry fouls, trying to get it back. Perry gets his first foul. That's the fourth foul.
Adkins didn't. He was trying to do a pivot move and lost his footing for a second. And Perry was right there and got called for the foul.
Ashton with the ball, trying to break the tie. Jennings goes through the defense, down the baseline. Adkins, cross-court pass. There's a shot up. No good. Ball is out of bounds, and they're going to say it was off. Lyon County, Davis missed that shot over on the right side. We have the Ashton coaches up in front of us, and now Ashton is going to take a timeout with 1:09 to go. All we did there was use 28 seconds, and nothing happened, but it'll happen when we come back. 1:09 to play in this game. We're tied at 43. We return in a half minute.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Well, if you're actually Coach Ryan Bonner in this situation, you want the ball probably in Xander Carter's hand.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's your guy, but I do fear in this game, does either coach fear anybody taking the last shot?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
If you're open, put it up there. We got confidence in you. And
It's who gets the good shot? A good quality shot.
Ashton will inbounds down on the baseline. Here comes Lyon County out. No lineup changes. Cameron Davis will inbound the ball down on the baseline. Underneath the Ashton basket. They look. They get it in. Jennings can't get a shot away. It's loose. And we get a jump ball. Possession arrow is with Ashland. So they're going to keep it. I don't know. Lyon County may be averaging 85 points a game, but they play some defense too. They have in the second half, but they'd be out of this game.
That's right. This is a defensive battle right now.
Davis again into freeze, right back out to Davis, and they turned it over.
Yeah.
Freeze threw it back to Davis before he was inbounds.
Yeah, Davis jumped inbounds and caught the ball before he hit the floor.
We have got a timeout taken by Lyon County with 1:02 to go, tied at 43. So now we're down to one timeout for each team with 1:02 left. And we'll step out one more time. We probably won't leave you again, but we're going to leave you right here for 1 minute and then come back and see how this one turns out on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Xander Carter, the Ashland junior, encouraging his teammates. He's been here before. He has been in the heat of battle in these state tournaments. On the other side, Lyon County has been right here before, and well, they've been in a lot of big moments. And for these this group of seniors for Lyon County, none bigger than this last minute of this game, tied at 43, and it comes into Reddick, and Ashland is man-to-man. Jennings is guarding Perry. Here's Shoulders with it. He's going to hold the ball out of the timeline, and no surprise, Lyon County, if they can, will let the clock run down and take the last shot.
Yep.
And Coach Bonner is saying, hey, let him hold it. Perry is over on the right side of the floor, right in front of the Lyon County bench. Shoulders just dribbling the ball out of the timeline. We're down to 25 seconds. How late do you wait? We're at 20.
It'll be about 7 seconds, Dan.
Ashland has fouls to give. Will they come and foul? 14 seconds to go. 11 and 10 and 9. And Shoulders starts in. He gets pushed. He goes up for the shot. It doesn't go, but he gets fouled. Going up for the shot with 3.7 to go.
3.7.
Cameron Davis gets the foul call. Shoulders is going to be at the free throw line. Shoulders will step up to the free throw line.
Knocks it down.
And knocks it down to give his team a one-point lead.
And Ashland's going to call their final timeout.
Gosh. So Shoulders, who's had a big game, that's his 16th point, and he's really played well today, I think. I mean, he normally does. They've got the points where they normally get them with their support crew doing what they do. And Lyon County, he's ahead 44-43. Coach Bonner right now.
He's diagramming the what.
What do we do, whether or not they make or miss?
He's saying if he makes it, here's what we are going to do. If he misses it.
Who is that guy for Duke that made that shot?
Tall guy.
You can't help, but when you get in these situations, you think, you know, really, probably if he misses it, it's better for Lyon County. I think, because they're probably not going to get off anything but a three. It's probably going to be less of a good shot at a three if they have to get a rebound and then get down for the three.
What Lyon County has to do is, if he misses it, they have to really try to contest the outlet pass so that they use up some time getting the ball across midcourt. But we shall see here.
Shoulders, the
3.7 seconds.
6'6 senior stepping up to the line. He's waiting for time to be marked in. Travis Perry goes out, and he's going to go. Nobody is in the rebounding position. Here's a free throw, and it rolled in. And now Ashland. Davis is going to look.
This is the key.
Sends
right
it to midcourt. Xander Carter gets it knocked away by Perry. Out of bounds. Ashland gets it with 1.4 to go.
Perry got it from behind. Quite amazing. I don't know how he got to that ball so quickly.
I don't either. I mean, he has that extra jet in there.
Extra spurt.
Now Ashland with no timeouts left. Into Xander Carter. He throws a three up. No good off the iron. And Lyon County has survived 45-43. I tell you what. Travis Perry did a good job of just bothering Carter enough without committing the foul. He's right in front of us.
He never let his feet go in. And he was straight up, and it hit the front rim. It's just a little bit short. Just didn't have quite enough space to get his normal rhythm.
Quite a battle. Lyon County survives 45-43. We will be back and recap it for you here at Rupp Arena. We'll return in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Back here at Rupp Arena, Dan Manley along with Gary Crawford. And, boy, what a battle this was, Gary.
It was.
I mean, it was
unbelievable.
Lyon County, a 12-point lead at one time. Ashland comes back. Ashland not only got the lead back, but, you know, they built a 7-point lead.
Built a 7-point lead.
41-34. So Lyon County has to go on an 11-2 run at the end of the game to win this game.
Well, Lyon County called timeout. They went to the press, and that changed the tempo for Ashland. Ashland had a good tempo on the half court, but with that press, they changed the tempo, and Lyon County went on the run.
For Ashland in this game, the individual scoring, Braxton Jennings leads the way with a dozen points. The 6'1 junior, and he had the job most of the night of defending Travis Perry. 11 points for Asher Atkins. Xander Carter with 9 points and just didn't get the number of opportunities I think that they really would like for him to have. He was 3 of 8 from the field, 1 of 2 from the three-point line, and made 2 of 3 free throws, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and blocked his shot, had a couple of steals, played well. You can tell he's a leader, but the junior just couldn't quite get his team over the hump today. 6 points for Cameron Davis, who seemed to struggle in the game, and even in getting a shot and then knocked down a couple of threes there in the third quarter when they really got rolling and came back. And then Nate Freeze, the 6'5 senior, 5 points all in the second half, and he had a big three-pointer there.
Big three-pointer, yeah.
And then came back and very sadly lost a ball. He made too quick a pass in the game. And again, when his team had the possession, they were going to do what Lyon County was going to do. They were going to run the clock down if they could.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if they could have. Boy, the way the
not
Lyon
the way
County
Lyon
defense,
County was defending. They were doubling the ball on every pass.
For Lyon County, Brady Shoulders with 17 points, including the 2 free throws there at the end. Travis Perry had 16. And then 4 apiece for Jack Reddick and Bray Kirk. 2 for Lucas Breedlove and 2 for Isaac DeFew. And then Carson Collins, the other line who played in the game, as they make 17 of 35. They came back and really shot the ball well late. They end up Lyon County, I mean, Ashland ends up shooting 48.6% on 17 of 35. Lyon County able to get a few more shots. They were 19 of 43 for 44.2. But again, Lyon County only 2 of 16 threes. Perry made only 1 of 7. Shoulders made only 1 of 5. Reddick missed all 4 of his. Ashland was 6 of 16 from the 3-point line. Braxton Jennings, 2 of 5. The Cameron Davis was 2 of 3. Xander Carter, 1 of 2. Free throws, we didn't have many.
That's amazing.
They were big. 5 of 6 from the line for Lyon County. Travis Perry missed one late that could have made a difference.
Could have made a difference, yeah.
And then Ashland was 3 of 4. Rebounds, 20 to 19 in favor of Ashland. And Travis Perry had 5 rebounds for his team. Asher Atkins and Nate Freeze had 5 apiece for the Tomcats. Turnovers, 14 on Ashland, 10 on Lyon County. And points off turnovers, 18 to 11 in favor of Lyon County.
That's the game right there.
That's the biggest stat in the game. So the Lions live to play another day, and Ashland ends what's been a great season for them, 23 and 11 of the Tomcats. Lyon County now at 33 and 3. They advance into the second quarterfinal round game where they'll play the winner of Adair County and Marshall County. Again, McGoffin County, winner of the first game today. They will get the winner of tonight's final game, Spencer County and Great Crossing, and that all has to do with travel and logistics for the teams, the reason the bracket is a little bit unusual. But again, a game that had 4 ties, 6 lead changes. Ashland led by as many as 7. Lyon County led by as many as 12 at the end. A couple of free throws with just 3.7 seconds to go make the difference.
That's the story. But the points off turnovers, that's the remarkable statistic as we look down the game. Otherwise, very equal. And for a game with this intensity, to only have 10 combined free throws in this game, that's remarkable.
Well, we'll see if the game. Not that the game was brutal, but I thought they were really trying to let them play and not. We had one ticky-tacky foul, as we would call it, I think, all day.
That's right.
So that's pretty amazing. Hey, Gary Crawford, great to be back with you. Gary will be with us again tomorrow afternoon, and we look for tomorrow morning late. We look forward to that. Gary, great to have you back in Kentucky.
Great to be here. Thank you, Dan.
Hey, our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, to Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and our on-site engineer today. And we will join you at 5:30 tonight, a little bit after that. Adair County and Marshall County will battle, and we'll be right here for that, followed by Spencer County and Great Crossing. We got some different names, and that can be a lot of fun. I know it will be. I think we'll have a great crowd in here tonight because of some new teams that have made their way to Rupp Arena, two brand-new teams in Spencer County and Great Crossing, and two teams that haven't been here in a while in Marshall County and Adair County. Till we join you tonight, a little bit after 5:30, for our entire crew, Dan Manley saying thanks for being with us again. Lyon County 45, Ashland Blazer 43. So long for now, everybody.
You've been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergie's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.